Hey, Brian, how's it going?
It's going. How about you?
Pretty well, almost end of the day.
Okay. So
Start to.
let me read through. I just brought up your email because I couldn't remember.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you got any questions or anything, yeah.
Or your name either. So I was batting 1,000 here. Okay. Sorry about that. You
gotta
understand that this thing on my table is like so far buried down. It's not even funny.
No worries.
But it's not, this like isn't something that I'm like, oh God, I really need to do this. I'm just trying to read it, okay?
No, and I appreciate you giving me the time, really.
That's okay. No, I'm sorry that you've had to call me so many times. I've just been so busy.
No, of course. I understand. That's why. Don't worry at all.
Oh, Lord. Sorry to tie you up while I look at this, but I didn't know how much I was going to see.
No, it's okay. No worries. I actually prefer it this way. That way, if you have questions, whatever, I can field those, take care of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see. Oh, you were featured on NBC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some time ago, but...
Don't really like NBC, but hey.
Myself, not really either, but it's something, I guess.
Let's see. J.D. Walker, 11 years ago. I wonder how many companies have been helped by local splash. That's good. Doesn't look like much there. Okay.
Hey, right, like I said, it's something.
This is funny. We got a local guy in the city of Philadelphia, one of the people that's running for mayor, and he owns, one or two supermarkets, and he had a commercial out there showing Michelle Obama. He opened up a store for lack of a better description, a ghetto neighborhood, and there was some comment about the store when it opened. Well, apparently they took her stuff out of context and manipulated it to make it look like she was supporting his run for mayor, and her people stomped the living crap out of him.
I can imagine. Yeah, that's definitely not someone you want to mess with.
So
plus, that's just dirty, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just
total bullshit. Politics is dirty anyway, but come on, that's just like.
Hey, every time I'm at one of our township meetings and people say, do you want to run for supervisor? No.
You're like, no, thank you, I'm good.
When I was a kid, my father ran for political office in the.
Oh, really?
Where we lived. And it was like, I got to see at an early age just how disgusting politics is. And when people tell you that elections aren't, that there's no voter fraud. These are people who live under a rock, because I watched it.
No, this is
we just had the last presidential election, or the big. Well, we only have one newspaper in Philadelphia now, which has turned into a real rag. But they had a front page story about this woman, who tell me what's wrong with this story. They were lauding how great it was. She went to this group that helps disadvantaged people. In Center City. She went to them because they asked her to come in. They helped her fill out. She'd never been registered to vote before. They helped her fill out her form to register to vote. They got that filed for her. And then they helped her fill out her ballot. And she thought it was nice. She wanted to do something for them because they'd done so much for her. And I said, if you ask this lady the day after, first of all, you're not allowed to help somebody fill out a ballot. Okay? That's just completely illegal.
Yeah.
I said, if anybody asked her the day after this, who did you vote for? She'd have no idea. she was an 80-year-old lady. She had no idea what she was doing. But we would see where they would go into the poverty areas where people, never voted. They'd go around door to door and get like maybe 50 homes on the street to register to vote. And then on election day, somebody would vote for them, knowing that they were never showing up. So somebody would go place a vote for these people.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Sometimes it happens completely. Yeah. Sometimes it happens completely innocently, because some friends of ours moved, not far, but they moved from one political district to another, and for 6-7 years kept going back to vote at their old district. I said, you can't go back there. Well, nobody says anything. I said, no, because nobody asks. They know you. So they may not even know you moved. I said, you know, Jesus.
Yeah, things like that, too. I just get looked over.
I really have no idea if this will do anything for us, okay?
Right.
But you've persevered, so let me try it. It's going to cost me, what, $249 to
drop in the bucket, right? And I appreciate you giving me a chance, because I honestly...
Well, let's please give it a shot for a month or two and see what happens. As I told you, we have nothing on... I have nothing on Facebook. I don't do it, but what do you guys do? Facebook ads or?
So yeah, we do. If you want to, all you would have to do is just create the most basic, you know, personal one. Like you don't even have to put pictures, nothing, just anything. Like even just open the account, put your name, whatever. We'll build you the business one and we get you traffic on there. They've had a lot of success with the Facebook ads. So if you want, I would recommend.
Yeah, we'll see. If I do that, I've got to come up with another email address that I can put because Facebook, Google, they just want way too much of your life.
Yeah, that's kind of why I stepped away from it, too. Yeah, yeah. So, no, I totally
and I just
get
bought,
it. So.
I just bought a, what do you call it, a Wi-Fi extender, and it was a Google-based.
Really?
And when I started filling it out, I started going online to do it, and I went, bullshit. So I returned it, and I bought Linksys. I mean, they wanted everything, and they told you that we're going to follow everything you do online and send you this and that. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, right. No, I used to work at Best Buy, actually. That's funny. I worked in the smart home area. I was the manager for a while.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know all about those things. So the Linksys one ended up working for you, though.
Oh, yeah, it works great. I mean, I know Linksys works good because, yeah, it's Cisco, so what the hell? How bad could it be?
Right.
Okay. So let's give this a shot. So what do you need from me?
So I did my investigating, my research on you. I got everything set up. Just confirm a couple questions with me. So for operation, 24 hours, is that right?
Yep.
And then we want phone.
We're there for emergencies.
Of course, yeah, I put emergency service as well. Then for phone only, no text or email for contact with clients, right?
It's better that way because you're going to get me. I mean, what do you think? I mean, a lot of people do not like to. I would do. Let's just texts. Texts are going to annoy
maybe
the shit out of me.
Oh, is it going to? Okay, so maybe just phone and email.
Because the texts show up. Emails. Yeah, emails I'll get later that day. Usually, sometimes.
It's just another form of connection because you know people sometimes they're just digital, so it might help you know with getting more.
Yeah, there are
I
some
say
people that do
merrier.
Not like making phone calls. Yeah.
You know how people are these days.
Because
right?
once you put the text up, it's hard to get rid of it.
Right.
You know,
and that's why
goes to a different. The text,
like
text
to,
is
yeah.
a different phone number, so I want them to use a landline or the office number that goes to an answering service. That's where I'd rather go.
So we can just
nearly everybody calls my cell phone, and so I'm paying an answering service that maybe gets 5 calls a month. So I might as well, if you get me calls, I'll give me something to pay them for.
Right, exactly. Why not? And then other than that.
So what phone number
do
you have?
So I have this one, the 610-299-0899. But you said you wanted to list. Let's see. I have the other number here that you gave me.
Yeah, I want that number. I don't want my cell number on it.
Okay.
You can keep it internally, but I don't want it going out on the website.
Okay, got you. So, and that's all going to be an office number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, just give it to me one more time.
610-622-1050.
Mm-hmm. 1050. Okay, so that will be the number listed. Make sure we put that there. Okay. Other than that, like I said, I did my homework on you, got everything else set up. So for Facebook, I don't have that listed because if you want to, just let us know later. We'll
have
add
a
that.
Facebook account. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And send me something with your contact information because this is not, this really isn't. Oh yeah. It shows your name, your email.
Yeah. You have all my contact info there in the email for sure.
Okay. That is.
And then you'll also have everything in writing once payment processes. That's going to go straight through. There'll be a terms and conditions, everything in writing, which we'll go through together. It just takes a couple minutes. So for areas I have you listed for, I got Delaware County, Lancaster County, Chester County, Montgomery County, Bucks County, But no Philadelphia, right? Of course.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And then I'll put the best phone as that number. So you're good there. Next, we'll just go over billing. So I have the address for the billing as a P.O. box.
Correct.
Okay. And then the other address I have for you, for the one you want listed online, obviously it's not going to be listed on the listing itself, but for just to not have a P.O. box, let me just make sure I have it correct here, the other one I had for you. It was, there it is. Oh, no, actually, I didn't have one listed. Okay, is there another address?
I'd rather not, because the other address is primarily a warehouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so to send you the verification for your Google Business Profile, it would need to be an actual physical address, so can we just send that there? Just for that, though. Everything else, you're not going to have that listed or anything at all.
Okay, as long as it's not listed, then Google's not going to have it, because I do not trust Google at all.
No, nothing like that. No, just to send that. So what's
right,
that one again, sir?
Send it to, you can't just email it?
No, it's like a postcard, actually, to verify
okay.
the,
all
the,
right, send it to 1529.
Mm-hmm.
Woodland Road, W-O-O-D-L-A-N-D.
Woodland Road. Okay.
Westchester, two words.
Westchester. Okay, that's in PA, right? Okay. And then now for billing, since it's the PO box, we'll leave that. And then that's a Visa, MasterCard, or was it American Express you said before? If I have
American Express, yeah.
Okay, yep. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
3715-542-492-76-0004.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 3715-542-492-76-004. I think I'm missing one number.
Let's try it again. 3715.
Okay.
592-492-76-004.
592-492.
Yeah, now you got me questioning myself.
Sorry.
No, I got it wrong. I got it wrong. You screwed it up.
Okay.
3715-542-492-76-004.
Okay, 542-942-6004.
No. 3715.
I mean, yep.
542-492-76004.
Okay, so just to confirm, 3715-542-492-76004.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then expiration?
0127.
0127. Okay, and then the security code?
1855.
Okay, got that. And then, let's see here. So we'll set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. So there's three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. What's best for you?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and then what's the name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia. S-I-L-V-I-A, right?
Yeah, that'll work. As good a spelling as any.
Yeah, as long as you remember what it is, it won't be a problem. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Okay. Just something okay. rather interesting. Something
yeah.
that actually shocks the hell out of me.
Really, what's that?
I'm standing here in front of the computer, sitting here. I'm looking at emails, and Amazon is going to be closed on Good Friday.
Really? Amazon?
Yes.
Of all companies?
Yep.
That's
really Wait a minute. No, it's Amazon Industries. It's a company that we buy automation.
Okay, because I was going to say they would never.
I couldn't believe that Amazon would close. Okay.
Right, for Good Friday, I would never believe that. Yeah.
Yeah, they might close for Satan's Day or something, but
Right.
not a religious holiday.
Yeah, for the Antichrist holiday, possibly. Yeah.
exactly. oh shit! I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. That's funny. I don't really get to have a lot of jokes like that with people, so that's great. Okay, so you'll see that process now. You'll also get in your email the invoice that we're going to go over. You should see that as soon as this processes. It should be any second now.
Okay. Nothing yet. But hey, it is Verizon.
Ah, yes. Sometimes they are a little slow.
Most times.
Right.
It is. Logo / initial invoice.
Okay, perfect.
The invoice is below.
So go ahead, click the link that takes you in the invoice, and then just go ahead and take a look. Let me know if you got any questions.
Okay, well, it's showing me the invoice profile subscription. I know I'm from a budget. I'll turn local bundle. Facebook ads are $100, but we don't have any Facebook ads. So why am I paying for them?
It is included in there. Now, if you didn't want to use it later, that's fine. The other, it's also for everything else, not just including the Facebook ads. But if you want, let me know. You don't want to add the, you know, make your personal one, and I'll let the tech know. For sure, not a problem.
Let's see what we got. Click here to... Okay. Cancellation and refunds. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, forgot to check that I'm the guy. Okay. So, all right. Well, I don't have a username or password, so what do I do now?
Okay, so that means you're good to go on that. We'll have that sent to you within 7 days. And then let's see here. The next step. I'm just going to go over this, what they call a voice verification with you. It's because we do have you on that discounted pre-agreement I was telling you about when we initially talked. And it's an added form of protection for you to go along with the invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, if you do need me to review or anything or clarify, just let me know. It's pretty straightforward, but if you do, just let me know. So I'll start now.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order first, can you please state the name of the business?
Brian E. Walsh Incorporated.
Okay. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Walsh, President.
Okay. And are you authorized to answer?
Actually,
you
have us as Brian E. Walsh Contractors, so let's leave it that way. I
think we were talking about that'd be better because it's more broad.
Yeah, leave it that way. Yeah.
Okay, great. And then, so let's see, next. Okay, so name and title, we got that. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Sure as hell hope so.
Yeah, me too, right? Now, you are authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you. So if it is someone you don't recognize, just, you know, ask the security question. We won't have a problem with that. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to give you a phone number here. This will be the number they're going to call from for the interview to confirm all the information I inputted for you. And then also, as your contact going forward for anything needed, let me know when you're ready for that.
Hold on. That's not going to happen until tomorrow sometime.
Right, exactly. By the way, what is a good time for you tomorrow?
God only knows.
Later in the afternoon, I'm guessing.
No, probably not tomorrow. Tomorrow, actually, I may be sitting waiting for an inspector, so in the morning. So that might. But go ahead.
Okay. So the number would be 877-635-6225. That's the one. Yep. Okay, so now we got that confirmed. Now,
I'm supposed to call somebody and ask for an interview. What information do I need?
No. They're actually going to contact you within the hour you'd like to be called. Yeah, that's why I wanted to add.
Probably call me about 10 a.m. my time.
10 a.m. your time? Okay, so like 7 a.m.
Does that work?
Yeah. We open
at 11. Make it 11. Make it 11 my time.
We open at 7, so let's make it 8, right, an hour to set it up. Okay, great.
Okay.
Perfect. Now... I'll get that also over to you right now when we finish here. I'm going to send you the email confirmation that we have that. All you have to do is hit yes. That confirms the time. The tech will do the same, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, if there are any?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, just let the tech know that just in case. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 4th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th or 30 days from today in the amount of $249.
Okay, we got to do this quick. I got to take this call.
Okay, yeah, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877, the number I gave you.
Hang on one second. Don't go away. Okay. Hang on.
Okay, yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, yep. So just one last part here. Let's see. So there it is. Okay. Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting the number I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to set up that interview time for you here. You said tomorrow around 11, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll set up that now. One sec here.
I just got a thing that says another email. Welcome to Local Splash. I'll get my.
I think it'll also tell you that you're going to be getting your credentials within the next 7 days as well.
7 days, yeah, right.
Yep. Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to send this over to you now. You'll be all set up. All you got to do is just, it'll be like a Google calendar invite. You just hit yes, that confirms it, and then the tech will do the same, and you'll be set up tomorrow for 11 o'clock your time. So let's see, 8 o'clock our time tomorrow. There it is. Make sure we got this correct. Yep, there we go. Bewalsh@verizon.net. Okay, there we go.
Pardon me.
No worries. Okay, so that should be coming through now. Let me just confirm I got this correct. There it is. Okay. Everything being cohesive is always important. No worries. Okay, so let's see. 8 a.m. Okay, so yep, that's 11 your time. Just sent that over to you. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, yeah. Yes, no, maybe. Okay, I guess we'll tell it yes. All right. I guess that's it.
Okay. There it is. Yep, accepted. Okay, so you're good to go.
Except it says 8 a.m. to 9. Yeah, it says 8 and 9 a.m. I thought it said p.m.
Right, Pacific time. Yeah, so that your time, that's 3 hours difference. So
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so you're good.
I have figured out over the years how to tell time.
Right.
Amazing.
That is something that we learn along the way, yes. Well, again, I really appreciate you giving me the chance and the company a chance, and it was great talking with you again.
My pleasure.
People I actually enjoy talking to, so I appreciate that. And we'll call you within 30 minutes of that time that we have set up for you to set you up, okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks. You have a good night.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Have a good one. Yeah, you too. Bye.